SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Gumugol ng ilang taon sina Andrew Lin at Hon Weng Chong sa pag-aaral sa universidad para maging mga doktor. Ito ay bago sila nagdesisyong magsimula ng negosyo na kung saan ay may pinakamalaking epekto, pahayag ni Andrew.
The things that I wanted to do in medicine, making it more efficient, making it more accessible, and using technology to disrupt it. I thought I developed more of a confidence in myself in these are the kind of things I could achieve if I took a step back.
Ganoon din si Hon.
Actually, I don't think I would say I left medicine. I'm still kind of in medicine, just doing it in a slightly different way.
Ang dalawang lalaki na nasa edad ng 20 taon ay nakita sa tech hackathon at parehong coders, magbuhat ng sila ay mga teenagers. Sinabi ni Hon na nakita nila ang potensyal ng paglago sa lumalaking industriya ng digital medicine at pinangarap na magtayo ng tinawag nilang Clinic Cloud.
We decided that we needed to make a kit very similar to a first aid kit but with digital health devices so that we could bring the clinic into the home.
Ayon kay Andrew, ang kanilang produkto ay sumira ng record.
It's got a world first digital stethoscope that connects to a phone and a Bluetooth non-contact thermometer.
Hindi masama para sa isang prototype na nilikha sa kanilang sala na nagbigay sa kanila ng panalo mula sa higanteng Microsoft noong 2012. Ipinaliwanag ni Hon kung paano ito ginagamit.
Let's say I wanted to take a temperature recording. What I would do is I would tap on the temperature icon. It then automatically finds and pairs with the device. And if I were to tap on start recording, what happens is that it takes a few seconds to calibrate with the outside temperature. And then when you swipe it across your forehead like that, within a few seconds, we'll get your body temperature.
Ang binasang temperatura ay maaaring itago sa Clinic Cloud app at maaari itong ipadala sa text o email. Ang app ay nagtatrabaho bilang kapareha ng isang telemedicine physician o sa ibang salita ay isang doktor o serbisyo na nagbibigay ng kalusugang klinikal mula sa malayong lugar na gumagamit ng isang device o online service. Ang halimbawa nito ay ang mga doktor on-demand app. Subalit maaari ding magamit na ugnayan sa inyong doktor pampamilya. Nakita ni Andrew at Hon na ito ay isang kapalit na mga silid hintayan sa mga general practitioners at Dr. Google. Ayon kay Andrew, ito ang kinabukasan ng healthcare na may potensyal na gumamot na mga maaaring iwasang sakit sa mga lumalagong bansa.
What we really wanted to do at Clinic Cloud is drive that idea of healthcare consumerism and make people themselves better advocates of their own care, and through that, through technology, empower them to do so and be more equipped to do so.
Idinagdag ni Andrew na hindi madaling makarating dito.
We start off being making a loss, having to sink money into development. It's not easy, particularly for a startup that is intermingling with hardware, with software, with medical devices regulation, with health data, and with a dream to achieve artificial intelligence. And what we need a lot of capital, and we also needed people to believe that we, as young doctors with not too much prior experience, can pull it off.
Sa kabutihang palad, sumang-ayon ang iba. Sinabi ni Andrew na ang Ping An Ventures na nakabase sa China at ang tech giant na Tencent ay sumama sa kanila at nagbigay ng puhunang $5 milyong Amerikano.
They're gambling on the future. They're gambling that the future of healthcare is one that is patient-driven, that is based at home, one that is very different what it is today.
Para sa kanila, ang Clinic Cloud ang nasa harapan ng ganitong kilusan. Subalit sinabi ni Andrew na umaasa silang aabuti ng ilang panahon bago sila makakita ng tubo.
We make marginal profit on every product we sell, so every one of them has gross profit built in. It's a question of whether you invest that back into the company or not.
Sa kabila na ang Clinic Cloud ay idinisenyo at ginawa sa Australia, hindi ito ang mabibili sa bansa hanggang sa susunod na taon. Inamin ni Andrew at Hon na ang palengke sa Australia ay mas mahirap pasukin. Una ay dahil sa ating sistema ng healthcare na labis na epesyente.
What we have in the US is a huge opportunity to improve the status quo.
Bagamat aabutin pa ng maraming panahon upang mabago ang paggamit ng harapang konsultasyon, sinabi ni Hon na nagbabalak na sila ng ibang produkto.
I think the future really is about simplifying the hard process. expanding out beyond the young parent market and into the 80% of healthcare users, which are the elderly.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.